Welcome to another Bible Bite, compliments of heaven for sure. These Christian Living Bible Bites are not intended to be your primary source of spiritual nutrition, just a brief, practical thought from a Bible verse for you to think about as you go about your day. Today's Bible Bite is entitled, How Important is the Lord's Supper? Is the Lord's Supper important? Where you go on Sunday, is the Lord's Supper a significant, well-attended, and deeply cherished activity of the local church? Or is it sort of optional, hit or miss, once in a while, an occasional or annual or quarterly type of thing, something that gets announced in advance in your church bulletin? What about you personally? Where does the Lord's Supper rank in your list of priorities and spiritual commitments? Of all the things that would have been on the Lord's mind the night before he was crucified, isn't it significant that he took the time with his little band of devoted followers to establish what we know today as the Lord's Supper? The very night Judas was executing his betrayal plot, Jesus met with his disciples in the upper room and held bread in his hands and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do, or keep on doing is the thought, in remembrance of me." That's Luke 22, verse 19. Then he took a cup of wine and said to his disciples, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." That's Matthew 26, verse 28. "This do in remembrance of me," or "Do this in remembrance of me," sounds like a commandment from the Savior's lips. Later, the Apostle Paul wrote about the Lord's Supper as well. Of course, he was not in the upper room that night with Jesus and the disciples. In fact, at that time, he was an avowed enemy of Jesus, known as a Saul of Tarsus. Sometime after the resurrection of Christ, as Saul of Tarsus was hunting down believers in an effort to wipe out Christianity, he was stopped in his tracks on the Damascus Road. Now the rest is history. Saul of Tarsus was saved, and he became an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of all the things the Lord would want to reveal to his new convert in the coming months and years, isn't it significant that the Lord directly told the newly saved Apostle Paul about the emblems or the symbols of his body and his blood, the bread and the cup? Paul, in turn, passed along the Lord's commandment regarding the memorial service to the Christians in Corinth. You can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Then we read these words, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim or you announce the Lord's death until he comes." That is 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. It says, as often as you eat this bread. It doesn't say whenever or as seldom, but the thought seems to be each and every time you do this, you are announcing to the perishing world the tremendous cost of the forgiveness of sins, nothing less than the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often was the Lord's Supper or the breaking of bread practiced by the early churches? Every Sunday, the first day of each week. Consider some insights from Paul's itineraries, especially how he found it noteworthy to mention seven-day periods. Think of Acts chapter 20, verse 6 and 7, in Troas, and I quote, "Where we stayed for 7 days, on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread." On the first day of the week, when we were gathered to break bread. Did you get that? Then in Acts 21, verse 4, in Tyre, and I quote, "Having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. And then in Acts 28, verse 14, in Puteoli, "We came to Puteoli, there we found brothers and were invited to stay with them for what? 7 days. Even though the local church in Corinth had some serious problems and were even abusing the Lord's Supper, yet they gathered once a week. You can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 to 22, and again in chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Now, not that we need historical evidence to make the case for the weekly Lord's Supper, but there is evidence that this was the early practice of the church over the first few centuries after Christ's ascension. For example, the weekly remembrance of the Lord every Sunday is mentioned in the Didache around 95 AD. Justin Martyr mentions it 150 AD. And the early church fathers, as they are often called, Barnabas, Irenaeus, Clement of Alexandria, Origen, Cyprian, all of these in their writings refer to the practice of meeting every Sunday to observe the Lord's Supper. When will the bread and the cup no longer be needed? When Jesus himself returns. We will not need symbols or emblems then. We will have him. We will be with him, and we will see him as he is. Have you obeyed his commandment? This do in remembrance of me? Some churches and some people who are deeply committed to Bible teaching and evangelism and many other positive and appealing things that could be said about them, but lacking is their priority to keep this commandment of the Lord on a weekly basis. Have you honored the Lord's desire in this regard? Are you a thankful participant in the weekly remembrance of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you found a local church that makes the Lord's Supper a significant weekly function? Thank you for listening to another Bible Bite. If you know others who may benefit from these spiritual tidbits from the Word of God, be sure to share it with them. Again, thank you for listening. Have a good day.